because of your portraits of Robert S. Kerr and Sequoia, Jim Thorpe and Will Rogers, which we've talked about, the 1970 legislature commissioned you to create four murals which depicted the history of Oklahoma from 1541 to 1906.
The first picture was Discovery. Coronado was in the first picture. And you used your likeness for
That's
Coronado.
That's the only time I ever used myself. And even then, I put a beard on it.
And how did it come that you used yourself?
I needed a model. I didn't dare use this man or this man or this man. And I was using real people. I wasn't making up anything. So I thought, well, it won't make anybody mad if I put myself on there. But I've got a beard and mustache. The only time I ever did that.
Each person depicted was illustrated from life. And you used clay models before you painted each scene.
Sure did. I did clay models, and then I did a small painting in black and white. Then I did it in color. See, I did three preliminaries, and then I did the big paintings.
13 by 27-foot linen canvases woven in Belgium, and they were mounted on fiberglass with hot wax, rosin adhesive, and then placed 36 feet above the floor. As we're looking at this mural, then, you spent time sketching buffalo from life?
Sure did.
And you used Mexican prisoners for models?
Sure did. And I wanted to pay them, and they wouldn't allow me to pay them. Because they had been picked up by the highway patrol, they wouldn't allow me to give them any money. In the same way with the Indians up there with the cross, they were on the highway, and they weren't allowed to be on the highway. So they picked them up, and then they put them in jail, and I got them on jail, and I wanted to give them cigarettes, and they wouldn't allow me to give them any cigarettes. But I did these guys in jail, real Indian Mexicans, not just Mexicans.
Right.
And the dog, because it was the dog who led them around and would catch animals for them to eat. And that dog was over across the street, so I drew him quickly in the curb and went back, and he's gone. And I've always wondered, was he really there? Now, honest to God, he was there when I wanted him, and when I finished the drawing and went over and laid my pencil out, came back, and he disappeared.
And then as you look to the horizon on the mural, it's said to symbolize the endless possibilities for Oklahoma.
I actually did this painting on the spot, that one right there.
You're pointing toward all that water.
Yeah, I think it was salt water. That was water that drew people there, that like the Indians and all the rest of them would come over there to get water.
And they needed the salt.
Yeah.
I think you felt that you didn't portray oil in any of these because that's not the way Oklahoma was developed.
Yeah.
The salt was essential to the development
because
they needed the cowlick and all for their cattle, and so that was essential.
This house right here, this man here, was a Wichita, and the Wichita Indians built that for me to have.
Right in the middle is that's a house.
House, that's a Wichita house, and this was the chief of the Wichitas right here. They made a Wichita house and had a meeting in that house to decide who would be this person. And they were very interested in my doing it because we know that there's very few Wichitas, and maybe the only Wichita who's going to be left is going to be in the Oklahoma capital. Mm-hmm. That's why the chief of the tribe wanted to be this man.
That's great.
Right there.